So, Walter, you've been using our newsletter service. Is that the print newsletter that you're using?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you said that it created some business for you. Is that right?
That's right.
All right. So what prior business had the client done with you before?
Well, I just moved firms, my first move ever, and I'm trying to get the word out and, keep my name in front of them, and I didn't have a newsletter platform. So the client that I had was a client that maybe had a total of $75,000 in assets with me. And he's in Buffalo, and I'm in New Jersey, and I never met the guy in person, but the long story short of it, I sent him a newsletter. He calls me, he emails me, and he says, you sent the newsletter, and it had something regarding estate planning. And basically, it had regarding the estate tax, that if in 2011 it might revert back to the old 675 limit. And he was afraid of that. He says, if that does happen, then I'm going to, my kids are going to pay estate taxes. I really like to do an assessment on the on what I'm doing. So send me information or let's talk about it. Now, I had done a business with this guy, and he bought some only with bonds. And I call him back and I say, hey, let's talk about this estate thing. Let me just get a piece of paper and just ask you a couple questions. I ended up finding out that his net worth, not including his house, was about $2 million in investments and insurance and everything else. So, we got to talking. So basically from doing this newsletter, I flushed out a voluntary information that he needed regarding estate planning. Now we're working on a policy that is face value of about $500,000, that it's a pretty good commission from the newsletter. So, it flushes money out.
And how much commission would you earn on that case?
Oh, anywhere from as little as $10,000 to as much as, $35,000, in that range.